Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here at Fenway for hitting number two, we want to welcome the former Red Sox president and CEO and the great world championship years, and now the owner of the Woo Sox, the Worcester Red Sox, Larry Lucchino. Larry, great to have
you here.
Hello,
Joe. Great to be here. Great to be back in Fenway Park.
And most importantly, chairman of the Jimmy Fund.
There you are. Thank you. I should start with that one because it means so much to me. The Jimmy Fund is a part and parcel of this community. And on days like yesterday and today, we see the community come together in a beautiful way and support the Jimmy Fund.
Call strike to Nick Gordon, 1-1. Well, certainly... The total is staggering to be well over $3 million already.
Yeah, I was thinking, do you think there's a chance I can say the four word, the four number? I don't know. I don't think I should say it.
Well, we can urge
this could be a historic year, and it would be nice if people would join in either by phone or by text or whatever, because the cause could not be better. Mm.
Inside and low. Of course, you know firsthand from your experiences as a patient.
Yep.
Three times.
I've been a patient there three times. I've been chairman of the Jimmy Fund for 6 years, and I have been a patient, I suppose, on and off for the last 40 years. And, 30 years. And I feel very good about the quality of care that's given there, and I know it firsthand, and I feel very good about the twofer. The money that goes there goes into research as well as in the high-quality patient care. And so people need to recognize that there's a two-dimensional aspect to their giving. It's both high-quality cancer care for people, and it's also research dollars that go into turning out new drugs and new approaches to cancer treatment.
Yes, indeed. Ball four missing to Nick Gordon. So here's Ryan Jeffers, the catcher, 212 with 11 homers. Well, there's so many great stories we're mentioning. We just got off the phone with Dave Roberts.
Oh, great. Yeah, he's another success.
Isn't he?
Yes, yeah. He is.
2010, after his playing days, treated for lymphoma.
Yep. Yeah, he and I had the same thing. And we were well treated at Dana-Farber. And think of two dimensions. It's got a pediatric dimension that everyone's well aware of, but it also treats adults. And so it is a great asset to Boston, to the Boston area, to New England in general, because something like 40% of us will contract some form of cancer or other during the course of our life. I think 41% of men, 39% of women. And with that, people have got to have at their disposal a high-quality cancer institute to deal with the inevitability of that disease.
Throw the first runner back, 0-2 the count to Jeffers. We just talked, we had a pregame interview with Mike Lowell, who was a cancer patient.
Yes, he was.
Before he got to the Red Sox, right after he got traded from the Yankees to the Marlins, which first went on to be the 2007 World Series MVP.
Yeah.
0-2 almost hit him, or did it nick him? It did. It nicked him with a curveball. So first and second, just like last inning, with nobody out. And here's Jay Cave. Do you have a favorite team of the World Championship teams? Or is that like picking your favorite children?
It's like choosing among your children, Joe.
Exactly.
It's very hard to do. But 2004 will always be special because of the 86-year lapse and the dramatic way that we came from behind to beat the dreaded Yankees. When I came here at the end of 2001, I remember taking a phone number, cell phone number, that ended in 2222, because we always, easy to remember, but we always finished second to the Yankees. So it was a good way to remember that.
You chose that?
Daily, yeah, I did. And still
so in 05, did you change
number.
It to 1111?
No, I never did. And I just, we had a saying after 2004 that any group of Schlemiels could win once, so we had to win a second time to confirm that in 2007. And Mike Lowell was a critical part of that success.
MVP.
Josh Beckett, guys, we obtained in an important Thanksgiving trade with the Florida Marlins.
Now, that was a trade that you engineered, wasn't it?
Yeah.
With Bill DeJoy?
It was. It was indeed, because we were without a full-time general manager at the time. But so winning again in 7 was important. But then winning in 13 was really special. You guys were here, either here or nearby, for that year.
Boston Strong.
And Boston Strong. And the way the team embraced the city was what was remarkable. And the spirit that flowed back and forth at this ballpark was just like nothing I've ever seen before or since. And winning that with that team was really a special experience.
After a mound visit, Pavetta's thrown two balls to Jake Cave, a left-hand batter, 188. Runners at first and second, Gordon who walked, and then Jeffers hit by a pitch. So, again, Pavetta's in a jam. Get out of it in the first inning. Left-hand batter, Red Sox don't expect a bunt. Swinging strike at a high fastball. Larry, I've been thrilled to make two visits to Polar Park, and what a spectacular job. I mean, the park is so beautiful, and it fits perfectly into the contours of downtown Worcester.
Well, so happy to hear you say that, because you have a veteran eye, and for you to make those remarks is particularly satisfying. That's one of the things that Worcester wanted.
Ground ball hit wide at first, grabbed by Shaw, throws, and a nice pick on a short hop by Bogarts. He saved the throwing error. They get the middle man, 3-6. That could have gone in the left field easily. So runners at first and third with one out.
Yeah, the treatment we've gotten in Worcester and Central Mass has been utterly sensational. I don't want to overstate it. It's just that we made a decision based on where we were wanted most. And we wanted to stay in Rhode Island. There's no doubt about it. But the move to Worcester has proven to be a very positive one. And the fan support, and the business community support, and the media support, it's been nothing short of exceptional. So we are lucky. Now, we want to have a good, solid, normal year next year. And then we'll get a sense of how the market is, but I predict it's going to be a very solid, very supportive market for years and years to come.
Bluff bunt by Simmons, the light-hitting shortstop, who's at 218 with three homers, runners at first and third, one out in the infield in double play depth.
It's batting ninth, is it not, Joe? Yeah.
Fastball is outside.
Do you still find yourself going around Polar Park seeing if all the trash cans are in the right places?
I do, Will. we've got this thing. We fight for inches. We used to have that motto here at Fenway Park. We now have it at Polar Park as well. And if the trash cans and the receptacle for recyclables are not immediately next to each other, I move them next to each other. and it's to create more room on the concourse for our fans. And it's an easy thing to do, and I'm obsessive about those kind of things.
Well, I remember you were helping clean the stands between games at doubleheaders here at Fenway.
Yeah, but that was a part and parcel of the job, it seemed to me. We were going to have two admission doubleheaders, and we had the only way we could clean up in between was get all hands on deck. So thank you. I remember a picture of me doing that in the New York Times said, he doesn't do windows.
There's a strike over the inside corner, 2-1. Pavetta making things a little difficult for himself. He's already thrown 39 pitches, but he has a chance to escape here. And the 2-1 deal is swung on a line drive in the center field, a base hit. Too tall for Bogarts. A run scores. And Cave stops at second. Simmons with his 27th RBI, and it's 1-0.
Larry, you had such a great career in the big leagues, and now you're doing wonderful things in Worcester. Do you miss the cauldron? You know, the day-to-day, the trade deadline, all these things. This time of year, you're really trying to push for the playoffs. Do you miss any of that?
I don't think so, Will. I say I don't think so because it's been a few years now, and I do have a lot of that cauldron-like experience in Worcester. We have a lot of deadlines and decisions that
get
have
the
to be
diner
made.
Into the ballpark.
Yeah,
right?
We just brought the diner.
Yeah, I saw it. Right field.
It's going to look nice. It's going to be up there on September 7th operating, and I think our fans will like it. We're just about 95-96% of the way through the ballpark, and so that might be a question you can ask me after next year when we finally get everything done.
Ball one to Kepler.
But the by keeping a hand in the Jimmy Fund, and the it enabled me to maintain relationships with the Red Sox because the Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund are joined at the hip, as you well know. Nathan Eovaldi is the Jimmy Fund captain this year, and does a sensational job.
Yeah, he's the perfect guy, as Brock Holt was.
Yes.
And I know you started the concept of Jimmy Fund captains with players, and we've had some great ones.
That's for sure.
Mitch Moreland and Brock Holter. Poor Brock is in the hotel room quarantined. We just talked to him.
Oh, give him
COVID.
My best. I'm glad he's here. Is he here for?
He's
where
here
he?
Because he has COVID.
Oh,
he's in the
yeah,
hotel room.
I'm not glad he's here.
His family got back to Texas, but he and the two or three other Rangers are in the hotel. He said he can see the Citgo sign.
One of the all-time greats, though.
And we taped an interview with him because he's hoping to be asleep by the time the game's over.
Yeah.
Still very fatigued. 3-0 the count, the pitch. It's in there for a strike, 3-1.
Joe, I think pretty soon here, Garrett Richards has got to get up. Somebody's got to get up in this bullpen. Pivetta just does not, once again, just like against the Yankees, he does not look sharp.
He's thrown a lot of pitches, 44 already, only 24 strikes, and he's had trouble putting hitters away. Two on, one out, one in. The pitch, swinging a little dribbler, left side, going to be trouble. Devers has it, fires, safe again, his second infield hit. He had one to the right of Devers before, this one to the left of Devers. Bases loaded, one out.
I don't know whether the base runner bothered him, but Raffy took one faulty step in the wrong direction. I think that cost him the chance to make the play. It was very close, but Kepler again beat it.
So here's Polanco, who walked his first time up with the bases loaded and one out.
This feels so much like the start against the Yankees. There's not a lot of loud contact, but he just can't put hitters away.
They give up four runs in that game, his last start. And an inning of two-thirds, and the final score was 4-1 Yankees. Blanco switch hitter. Three on and one out with one in. Got to get ahead here. He's not getting ahead of hitters. There's a swing and a fly ball. Left center field, not deep. J.D. coming on. He's there. Too shallow to score the run. J.D. makes the catch. A runner bluffs and retreats. J.D. does throw accurately, but they weren't going to test it there that shallow. So there's a big out on one pitch. But here's Donaldson, who struck out his first time up.
There, you talked about the players and their connection to the Jimmy Fund. It always moves me how invested they get in it. And if they just get so moved by their interactions.
It's a testimony to humanity, you will. These players, we don't realize, are just warm-blooded human beings like the rest of us. And they are moved by some of these stories and moved by some of the plights and are victimized by some of the diseases. So it doesn't surprise me that they're touched by it, but what does surprise me is that they find the time in their busy, busy schedules to do things for the Jimmy Fund and for the Institute, because there's nothing more important. I mean, we're talking about there's like 17 million people who are in the fraternity of the survivors. 17 million people who have heard those dreaded words, you have cancer, and who have recovered from it. And I think the players recognize the prevalence of this disease and the tragedy of it with respect to children, and are determined to be important parts of the community.
0-1 pitch, swing and a miss by Donaldson, who fanned on a 3-2 pitch his first time up. So Pivetta can get out of this mess without further damage. Bases loaded, two down. And 0-2 to Donaldson, a power threat. So it's Cave at third, Simmons at second, and Kepler at first. The pitch is just off the outside corner. Very close pitch.
Did you watch every pitch, Larry? Were you dialed into every single pitch of these kinds of games?
No, I would say no, but I was down in the count as much as possible because I had when I became president of the Orioles in 1989, Kim Campbell of Detroit called me and said, get yourself a small box and let two or three people sit in it and put a security guard on the outside of it. Otherwise, you're never going to watch another baseball game
right.
in the rest of your career. And he had a point that there's a lot going on, a lot of business gets transacted during the game, et cetera. But I do think it's pretty important that people learn the count and know the count, because it so affects the pitcher, obviously, the hitter, obviously, but also affects the fielders and the dynamic of the game pretty significantly. So,
1-2 pitch coming with the bases loaded after a foul ball. Pivetta rocks, kicks, and fires, and it swung out in the air to deep center. Back goes Verdugo, looking up on the wall. He jumps and he makes the catch.
All right.
He had another step to go. He left his feet and got it. That looked like it would hit some wall, but he gets out of the jam. So they score one, but leave him loaded. Larry Lucchino, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on all the work you've done as chairman of the Jimmy Fund.
Thank you, and thanks to you and to Will and everyone at WEI for the role you have played over the years in starting the radiothon and turning it into a very successful radiothon telethon.
Two.
Couldn't do it without you guys.
Indeed. 1-0 Twins after 1.5 on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.